Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast, Young Minds Matter, a talk show for Unite and Inspire by our very own health club. You might be wondering, what is Unite and Inspire? We are a youth-focused nonprofit to help unite and inspire younger generations to make an impact in our community through volunteering, and our youngest volunteer is just 5 years old. Our volunteers are not just children though, we also have teens, adults, and even senior citizens helping out to better our community. I'm Sriram.
I'm Saranya.
And we are your hosts for today. We welcome you all to our podcast, and the topic of today's show will be about how volunteering impacts the youth. Last episode, we saw a pediatric specialist's perspective on living a healthy lifestyle, but now we want to look at the flip side of the coin and examine the youth's perspective.
For today's podcast, we would like to welcome the amazing Fab Club, Friends of Amazing Buddies, which includes Rhea, Sarvesh, Jay, and Anushka. We are all very excited to hear about your club and about yourselves. Anushka, if you don't mind us starting with you.
Yes, thank you so much, Saranya, for having us on your show. My name is Anushka, and I am 16 years old, and I'm a sophomore. This is my sixth year in Unite and Inspire as a volunteer, and this is my second year being a UNI Fab Club member. And Fab Club is a club made to engage special needs youth in activities to help with motor and social skills with their peers outside of school in an inclusive environment. Now I'll pass it on to my teammate, Jay.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Jay. I'm an eighth grader at Quail Valley Middle School, and I've been with UNI for 4 years now, and it's my first year at Fab Club. I would now like to pass it on to Rhea.
Thank you so much for having us. My name is Rhea, and I'm a freshman in Elkins, and we are very excited to share our views. I'd like to pass it on to Sarvesh.
Hi, thank you so much for having us on this podcast. I'm Sarvesh. I'm a freshman at Elkins High School, and we are ready to share our experiences and views.
Thank you so much to all the Fab Club members, Jay, Sarvesh, Rhea, and Anushka. I really, really like the initiative that you're spearheading and starting, and I'm really, really excited to look into what your club is all about. So I got a grasp of what you guys were doing. You guys are really involved in engaging the special needs community across our community, which is a really, really great initiative. So I'm curious, how has this volunteering affected you, Jay? Has it improved your skills overall in the real world, whether it be communication or leadership skills?
Yes, it has affected me a lot. One thing I have noticed is I've gotten more empathetic. I've learned more about what people are going through. I've also learned how to be more confident and demonstrate more leadership when I talk. Additionally, some soft skills that has granted me is I had to learn some coding in order to teach some special needs kids how to code. I also learned how to use many softwares such as video editing softwares, photo editing, and additionally some Tinkercad, which is basically a CADing software.
Wow, Jay, that's extremely, extremely interesting. And it's great that you're spearheading using these softwares to help teach special needs children these skills that they might need for their lives. So my next question is to you, Sarvesh. You guys have been involved in spearheading special needs initiatives throughout the community, but how can we as volunteers in the broader scale be more active in school communities to advocate for these different initiatives and perhaps even special needs initiatives?
Yeah, so I think that as volunteers, if we advocate for more activities with a cause or some activity that could, you know, raise money for the school and help the special needs kids, that would increase a lot of the participation in the schools. Because as more kids, they look at, you know, special needs kids who don't have the opportunity and the privileges we have, there'll be a sense of motivation, and that'll give them the drive to, you know, volunteer in these activities in schools that not only raise money for the school, but also, you know, gives some of these special needs kids the experiences that, you know, they might never forget.
Definitely. And also in my school, I noticed a lot of volunteering initiatives use different strategies through whether it be PA announcements or advertisements. And I think it's just great that they're taking to the school as a medium to spread their volunteering to different scales to engage people into bettering our communities. And yeah, I definitely liked your initiative overall to help engage special needs kids, whether it be in schools or outside of schools in our communities, and help include them into our broader picture.
Even in my high school, I see all those, like, I see like different volunteering groups or clubs of our high school go out of their way. They're making sure that their announcements are being heard on the announcements. And I definitely, whenever I'm walking around tonight, my other classes, I see their flyers being hung up. So with the benefits of volunteering, Rhea, I have a question for you. How do you think, like, children's from like the ages 5 to 10, how do you think volunteering could like benefit them, especially if they volunteer actively? How do you think, like, young children, how do they get benefited from actively volunteering?
I think there are a lot of benefits from being a young and active volunteer. For one, it can help increase like awareness, and it creates more of a, it creates the child, like children more have a open mind to people, and they're more inclusive with others, as well as it can help teach valuable life skills, because I've definitely learned when I was younger, I've definitely learned a lot of valuable life skills just from volunteering. And another thing is it can also help create some very core memories, because volunteering is about helping others, and volunteering also can help you as well. So there are a lot of benefits for young and active volunteers.
If you don't mind sharing, what were like some of the life lessons that you learned as a child volunteering?
Some life lessons that I've learned are mainly to do with helping others and like problem solving. I've learned a lot of problem solving by volunteering, and easy problem solving lessons to learn, and how to project management or like hands on works, those types of skills I've learned a lot.
Definitely. So like having an open mind, being able to think of different like ideas and stuff like that.
Yes.
All right. That's perfect. So Anna, how do you think we could instill a passion for volunteering at a young age in these children?
I think from a very young age, it's important to be around and be involved in your community, and especially going out. And as the Fab Club, we go out and do activities with special needs youth hands-on. I think leading by example is very important to show other children and other youth around, especially in the community, how to actually volunteer and how what actively engaging with your community looks like, especially when you go out and do hands-on activities with youth such as special needs youth. It's important to start small, especially with activities. It can be anything as simple as some of our UNI activities, which are like painting or drawing paper bags, or going out into the community to maybe not only help special needs youth, but sometimes it could be help the older community around our society. And I think it's important that we also let the special needs youth lead, because that's the first step in taking an inclusive step for a better and inclusive society, is to allow children with special needs to lead and let them choose activities and let them choose their different volunteering activities that would give them a sense of ownership and pride in volunteering and helping in their community.
Basically, you could show that these children, just by like them, let's say, writing a card to someone, that like that can impact someone's life in a beneficial way.
Exactly.
All right, perfect. So this goes out to any members of the Fab Club, but do you think volunteering can provide young children with a sense of confidence? And what ways would you say this?
So I think volunteering provides young children with a sense of confidence because it gives them some leadership. And especially for the young children that volunteer in places that have special need children, they learned that, you know, they could be a leader and teach these kids how to do things. And I think that really raises their confidence, and it kind of like gives them the motivation that, okay, I can do this, and, you know, I'm helping someone out. And that really gives them motivation to volunteer in more places, but not only just volunteering, but outside of volunteering, it gives them just that sense that they have leadership and they could lead something.
I see. Would you say you have any like personal experience with this like confidence boost from volunteering?
Yeah, so one time we were volunteering at some Black History Month festival with some kids, and when I saw those kids, I realized that they don't have the privileges and resources that we have. And you know, when some of them, I was hosting a game station, and when they came, teaching them how to play the game and seeing the smile on their face while they were watching, because at the end of the day, they've never seen games like this and never had the happiness. So that really gave me the confidence that, you know, I taught them, I made a smile on their face.
Wow. That must have been like wonderful for the children.
Yeah.
Definitely. I can definitely vouch for that. When I've although I've not been a part of Fab Club myself, when I see you all sharing your activities within the United Inspire, I can definitely see how much engagement you provide for with all the special needs children and ensuring they're all happy and taken care of and feeling included. So this is again to any member because I know you all have this shared experience of volunteering together, but how do you think like volunteering has influenced perhaps what you want to do in the future? Because I know for a fact that I really want to go into medicine and definitely volunteering with the health club has definitely helped me shape my goals into directing me into medicine and medical interests in general. So how do you think it might have influenced you all?
I think starting volunteering from a very young age, personally, I started when I was 10, almost 11, and not only has that shaped my goals for the future, but it's also shaped me into the person that I am today. Because not only do I have this like growth and experience from volunteering, I also see that in myself. Like, I see changes with the more events and activities that I do. I gain more experience. And I also gain, I see different perspectives around my community and I see things in a different light, knowing that sometimes I could make a change, sometimes I have made a change, and seeing that change in the community, I think that has shaped my personality and who I am today. And it's also shaped my future goals, because I see myself like in the future being like a strong public speaker. So that's something that I want to go into in the future and seeing that change that we've made as the Fab Club with our upcoming events and our past events. We see that this is a positive change that not only is impacting the community, but it's also impacting ourselves.
Wow, very, very inspirational, Anushka. Do the others, Jay, Sarvesh, and Ria, do you all have anything to add to that?
I do. I totally agree with Anushka. I have definitely volunteering has definitely impacted me in so many ways, and it has shaped the person I am today. I've been volunteering very as like at a very young age, and there are so many things that have shaped me as a person, all the life lessons and all the experiences I had that were core memories for me were definitely from volunteering.
Well, thank you so much, Ria, for sharing your experience. And just as out of curiosity, what do you all have planned for the future in Fab Club? You all have been keeping track of your club last year, and you've all been doing some great activities. So why don't you share those to our viewers?
Right after our November 16th Fun Run 5K event, on December 1st or November 31st and December 1st, the Fab Club is hosting a 2-day free camp for special needs youth. Like we mentioned earlier, to help with their motor and social skills, we're hosting a camp to help with inclusivity and boost their skills. In this camp, we hosted our pilot camp last year and it was a raging success. So we've decided to bring it back this year. And with new activities, we are filling it with more fun activities. And it is from 2 to 4 p.m. on November 30th and December 1st.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad you're venturing out into the community and engaging our special needs children into this camp to help boost their confidence and bring them the life skills to help thrive in this world. And as some of the most prominent change makers in our community right now, what do you all think about bullying in schools? I understand that bullying is a very sensitive topic, and it's a common goal, I believe, amongst us to stop it. So how would you all think that, what are some of your strategies that you would recommend to stop bullying, especially more so with special needs children, and how to be more compassionate with them on a daily basis?
So I feel like, you know, again, like the old saying goes, if you see something, say something, because as you know, bullies tend to pick on people that aren't their size and that are easy, like special needs kids, they don't really fight back. And that's where, you know, us students, we have to step in and, you know, prevent that from happening, because if we just keep on letting it happening, no one's going to stop them. And if they know no one's going to defend them, then it's going to be a cycle.
Yes, and it's definitely very important to not be a bystander. If you see something, do something. Definitely what Sarvesh said, I can vouch for that a lot. And we have posters hung up for that all over our school. And I can definitely see this in action in my school. And a lot of the times bullying gets stopped just because people are made aware of the bullying, of what consists of bullying, and they know where and when to stop it. And how about changes to bring among the school students? What changes would you guys like to bring to the schools amongst the students?
I feel like one of the biggest changes we could do to the schools is allowing students to volunteer, but not just volunteer, but also see their impact as they volunteer. Because I believe that if they can see their impact, what really happened to me was I really got into volunteering once I could actually see my impact on the people that I'm helping. And if we can do that, I feel like we can instill a amount of confidence and an amount of like self-respect for them, because they will know what they're doing, they can understand what they're doing, and they will have a higher likelihood to volunteer.
Thank you for sharing, Jay. And yes, I know a lot of schools now are bringing together volunteer initiatives from across the community, making announcements, like we were saying, making awareness, and ensuring and bringing a lot of school students into in the field of volunteering. And I think that's a great initiative that volunteers in UNI and outside of UNI across our community are facilitating. And thank you all for coming to our podcast. It was very inspirational and very great to hear from you all. And Saranya, would you like to add anything?
Yeah, it was really great having you all. Thank you so much for coming to this podcast. All the answers you gave to our questions were really good, and it definitely gave the view of a volunteer. So yeah, thank you.
And for your friends who are listening, please stay tuned for our next episode, which is going to be coming out really, really soon. And our Fab Club, is there anything more that you would like to share?
I just wanted to say thank you for having us on today's podcast. I know I can speak for all of us when we say that it's been very eye-opening, and it's been an honor to come on your podcast as the Fab Club. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And me and Sonia, I think all of us, I can speak for all of us, that we're all looking forward to the benefits, the volunteer opportunities to the community that you will bring in the future. And I will be looking forward to those. And I'm sure that all of you all, our viewers, will be looking forward to those as well. And that's it for Young Minds Matter today. This is Young Minds Matter signing out.